And now, what show is it? It's Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. Enjoy. Or it should be. Yes, it is.
The program you are about to hear, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You out there, do you know what horror is? Smug, confident, secure because you are sane. Do you know what madness is or how it strikes? Have you seen the demons that surge through the corridors of the crazed mind? Do you know that in the world of the insane, you will find a kind of truth more terrifying than fiction? A truth that will shock you. Come with me into the tormented, haunted, half-lit night of the insane. This is my world. Let me lead you into it. Let me take you into the mind of a woman who is mad. You may not recognize some things in this world, and the faces will look strange to you, for this is a place where there is no love, no hope. In the pulsing, throbbing world of the insane mind, where only nightmares are real. Nightmares of the daughter of horror.
Oh, welcome, welcome, seekers of slack. Oh, welcome to WREK Atlanta, Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. I'm the Reverend Susie the Floozy. And Ed McMahon there doesn't know the half of it. Insane? Ha! Oh, I'm so non-sane, I'm in the grips of anti-sanity. Nay, sub-sanity. The St. Jane or Hypercleite said, you can't use your brain to think about your mind. But I'm so dissociated, my left hemisphere doesn't know what my right hemisphere is doing. Oh, so I'm willing to take a stab at a try tonight. Let's take a squishy, fantastic voyage through the realms of your minds tonight, seekers. And hey, better wear your rubbers. Oh, you'll pay to know what you really think. Because here at the Church of the Subgenius, we're not trying to pry open your skull to eat your brain like those other religions. Oh, no, we just want to air it out. Oh, those other religions don't care about your brain. Oh, no, they hate what few brainwaves you still emit, and they're doing their damnedest to see that your next brain scan flatlines. It's time we blew off the cobwebs and fired up some neurons for a change. We need to blow some cobwebs out of our pipes bad. And I know the way to do it. Internally. Oh, the rubber gloves are on. I've got a selection of pseudo-psycho-cyber sounds that will do the job with waves of sonic slack. So sit close, plug in the alligator clips, fasten them to the flanges of your third nostrils, and turn up the pain knobs on your set. And repeat after me. It'll feel so good when it stops. It'll feel so good when it stops. Feel so good when it stops.
What is it?
I don't know.
Ejected from unexplored secret stratus, this giant, harder than steel piston, disgorges strange creatures, inundating our world, twisting the emotions of women, distorting our men.
This is a piece we got off the mayor. Reflex action like a snake. Cut a snake in half and the two pieces go off in different directions.
These things take over a man's mind? He becomes a robot? A machine taking orders?
Join the hunt for the hiding place of terror. Find the breeding place of these globs of destruction.
In feeding, the mouth parts rupture the cells, convey the food to the stomach by a pumping action.
It's an adventure that'll burst your blood vessels with suspense. See the Brain Eaters.
Of course, that's just for starters.
Oh, Christ.
Let me ask you a little question. Answer this question to yourselves, please, not out loud. How many of you believe that you are normal?
Oh, my God!
Are you normal if you talk to yourself? Yes, so long as you know that it's you that's doing the talking.
How do we know that?
You're not crazy if you talk to yourself, only if you listen. Now, what is the difference between normal and abnormal? What is it the insane do that you don't do? Not a blessed thing. The only difference between normal and abnormal is not what you do. It's how much you do and when. For example, aren't there some mornings you get up, you feel depressed, blue, don't want to work at all? Well, that's normal. But if you should stay depressed, then the mental hospital will come and get you. Aren't there some mornings you get up, you feel very, very happy? But if you stay very, very happy, they come and get you too.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
I never talk about normalcy, but I don't think of one little man who walked into a psychiatrist's office, sat down very quietly, took a cigarette out of his pocket, opened up the cigarette, took the tobacco, and stuffed the tobacco into his nose. The psychiatrist looked at him. He said, "Oh, I see you need my help." He said, "Yeah, you got a match?"
scissors and glue. Cut a hole that in my head. Thanks my mind, but the scissors still wear. Now I can't tell time. I got a phone up by me. With the glue I built a hole. Now I wear a designer mall. Sit all day and watch TV. Think I'll go start my IV. The scissors and glue. My mind is wasted. My body's in decay. I'm just a total slobbering idiot. I don't do anything but sit in the corner and watch TV. You know, it's like my favorite show is The Jeffersons. Sit around and watch the middle of the people on TV. You know, it's really cool. So, like, come to me now. I got this one-time special offer. Come to me. I'll give you one each to decide a bowl. You can wear it anytime you really want. Great. It's very stupid, you know?
Of course, that's just for starters.
Yes, he took me to a local doctor, Dr. Messman, and tried to put me in a mental institution. So I had spent one night in Highland. It was instant panic. What if I had been in there and they'd give me the shock treatment? And I've had six girlfriends that've had nervous breakdowns, and I know they're not the same afterwards.
Documentary about an amazing creature. This 50-ish beehive hair-dude West Virginia trailer park fashion model sees visions of angels, drives around with Jesus playing gospel music on her 8-track, worries about brainwashing, and channels Janis Joplin and Elvis when she sings. Oh, she'll be coming up after this selection on a CD I found at Lux Street after a long, hard search. And on the way, nailed to a telephone pole, I saw a sign that all I could read said, black and white something, Bob, and a phone number. And the Bob had quotation marks around it. That's got to be our Bob. Look under your seats, Pilgrim. Maybe he's there, because we're going to need to pull out some Bob heads soon. Oh, the amazing Dolores documentary by Jacob Young is indescribable. And hey, you'll understand when you hear her wail, stop messing with my mind. Oh, the amazing Dolores knows what this mind thing is all about.
Scalpel,
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 spine,
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 suture,
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 suture.
You wuss. It didn't hurt that bad. Let's check out what's in there. You know, your much vaunted brain ain't doing you a whole lot of good, bucko. You can't hide the fact your mind has been sitting on its lardy ass, pumped full of Prozac in front of the tube for way too long. Look at that cellulite pock gray matter, that clotted crap clogging those synapses. It's a wonder you have even minimal brain function, Bubba. It's time for Scared Sentient. Cast out those false conspiracy drugs and open up, because here comes the flus. I'm going to reach out through the airwaves, through the speakers, and give your brain a schizophreniatric workout. Then we'll open up your cranial hood and take a look at your bowels. This may hurt, but trust me, I won't feel a thing.
How about you? Meaning of life.
Okay, now wait a minute. Don't walk away. Tell me.
Well, walk with me then.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, we'll walk up the street here.
Be more specific. You got to come out and tell me what you mean. You want the meaning of life. Buddy, I like to talk. Just go ahead. Shoot away. I'm Virgo. I love it.
There was a guy on the news last night. He wants to take a bunch of people and return them to the first weekend of their life.
Now, be more specific. What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Do you know about rebirthing, where people re-experience their birth?
Uh-huh.
He wants people to re-experience the first weekend of their life, and he wants to hold a big...
Ain't no way you can do the first weekend of his life, because the first weekend of his life probably was when he was about a couple of days old or something. Now, ain't no way in hell he could be virtually impossible for him to tell you about his first week of his life. I know the guy even told you that if he did, tell him, I'll say he's an idiot and I don't give you the richest man in California.
He wants to put these people in diapers, bring them down to a hotel ballroom in downtown L.A.
I'm all for it. I'll go down there. Where's it? Give me the card. Where's the location?
No, I'm just curious. What do you think of that? Would you wear diapers?
Yeah. If it's all for a purpose, like signs, yeah. I'll do it.
What did you say? Would you wear diapers?
I wouldn't wear a diaper down the street for nothing.
No. I'll explain what it is. He gets a big ballroom down at, like, the Biltmore Hotel. He rents it out. The same place that Est has their meeting. He doesn't believe in this diaper thing.
I'll wear the diaper, bro. Give me the address. I'll wear the diaper.
What would you do at the ballroom?
I'm totally insane. I'll go out there with a screaming at me, just like this. Because, like I told you, I'm going to bring it back to you. The meaning of life to me is survival for the fittest, bro. And you got to survive. If you ain't surviving, then that's when the problem get on, the mental stress get on your brain. See, too much stress and strain on the brain make you go insane. When can I come down there?
Okay, can I tell you, I'm the guy that's running the thing.
I knew that from jump.
You knew it was me?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I studied psychology a little bit. And in a way, in a time, a person walks to you and say, well, look, man, I got a friend that hungry. He needed this and that. He's talking about himself. Yeah. See, I knew it was you from jump.
I'm trying to organize the diaper people.
But I'm all for you, guy.
Really?
Yes, sir, buddy.
You're not putting me on.
I told you that from jump. Mainly what you're doing is trying to, you know, go back into time with your mind.
How can I get a bunch of people that'll go down, put on these diapers? You know, where am I going to find these people?
I'll help you, guy. I will help you. Right. I'm not scared of nothing. You know what I'm going to tell you?
What about this guy, the guy with you? Would you...
He'll do it.
Some of the...
Huh? He'll do it. He's a follower of mine. Excuse me. Miss, can we speak to you a minute? Excuse me.
Okay.
We're doing a little survey here. We're doing a little thing in the room that where you take off your clothes, put on a diaper, trying to reach, like, therapy. Like
You put a diaper on me or on you?
On you, me, everybody.
I don't want a diaper on.
You're going back, in other words, like to the womb, only not quite as far. Oh!
Would you want to find out what happened in your life?
I've got enough problems now.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to see why you're having those problems.
I mean, there's no shock treatments, no drugs, none of that stuff, you know?
Is that the Biltmore Hotel?
We're going to try and get in there. I don't know if they'll let us in. We're just going to walk in, you know, like Warren Earhart does it.
Well, how can you relive something that you don't even have any remembrance of?
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to make the mind revive.
Why should I want to do that?
This might be a major outburst, what we're doing here. It might be a major outburst. I mean, I'm serious about this.
You're really into this now.
Yes, I love this. Ma'am, can we have a moment of your time?
Psychological. It may be something very physical that makes me feel the way I do whenever I'm in touch with you. I think it's something strange and mystical. It might be something very chemical. What is this force between us two that makes me gravitate to you? My ego ideal, you're unlike my father or brother, but the way I feel does not become a sister, a pal, or a mother. Still, it must be something psychological. It may be something very physical. That makes me feel the way I do whenever I'm in touch with you. It's something psychological. Not my ego ideal, you're unlike my father or brother. But the way I feel does not become a sister, a pal, or a mother. My yearning's really quite explainable. I want you 'cause you're unattainable. Just let me get my hands on you, and then I'll want somebody new. With me it's psychological.
Convincing proof that the so-called subconscious mind is not a mind at all, but a mechanism, a goal-striving servo mechanism consisting of the brain and nervous system, which is used by and directed by the mind. The latest and most usable concept is that man does not have two minds, but one mind or consciousness, which operates an automatic goal-striving machine. This creative mechanism within you is impersonal. It will work automatically and impersonally to achieve goals of success and happiness, or unhappiness and failure, depending upon the goals you yourself set for it. Present it with success goals and it functions as a success mechanism. Present it with negative goals and it operates just as impersonally and just as faithfully as a failure mechanism. Like any other servo mechanism, it must have a clear-cut goal, objective, or problem to work upon. The goals that our own creative mechanism seeks to achieve are mental images or mental pictures, which we create by the use of imagination. The key goal image is our self-image. Our self-image prescribes the limits for the accomplishment of any particular goal.
Come on and ride the ego trip. Come on. Hey, how about a little boost for the old ego? Come on, you, sir.
Me?
Step right in here. Yes, you.
You don't want to be. I'm just the plumber.
Come on inside, sir. 15 cents. Thank you.
I'm just an ordinary person. You know, you don't want.
Just put this device on your head, sir. That's it.
I don't belong here. I'm just a plumber. I'm the greatest plumber in the world. Boy, can I put in a pipe? I could put in a pipe better than anybody. Boy, am I a plumber. And handsome? I must be the handsomest plumber in the world. I'm a genius. My God, I can tap dance. Tap dance. And I can do cartwheels. I'm the most talented plumber in the world.
The ego trip, ride again, 15 cents. Come on, ride the ego trip.
You don't want me. I'm just a plumber.
You possess the mental capacity to remember, to worry, or to tie your shoe. You can succeed.
We are now civilized creatures. We accept the rules of the game and are respectable members of society. We are toilet trained, can wash and dress ourselves, play with friends, following the rules, and in the main have no incestuous wishes. We are no longer aware of the turbulence and intensity of the emotions and impulses we had experienced earlier. Psychology says that these feelings and memories have been pushed out of awareness and repressed or relegated to that part of the mind called the unconscious. The unconscious contains more memories and wishes than the conscious part. It is like an attic where we store all the thoughts that are painful, uncomfortable, anxiety-provoking, or apparently no longer needed.
Well, now what's to be, Lord? Another widow? How many's it been? 6? 12? I just remember. You say the word, Lord. I'm on my way.
So scary, so terrifying, if we dared you to see The Maniacs Are Loose, the world's first horror movie made in hallucinogenic hypnovision. Hallucinogenic horrors not only on the screen, but in the audience, all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience, all over the theater, looking for victims. Cytomaniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you alive. For the thrill of your life, see crazy. The maniacs are loose.
The loose wig. One interesting fact about the hip language seems to be that quite often you'll say one thing when you mean exactly the opposite. For example, you will use words such as crazy or nutty to indicate approval.
Right. Like you take a very freaked out chick. If she grooves and if she's got something happening for her, you say that chick is insane. What you mean is like she's a, what do you call it? You know, a good person.
Hmm. Would you say the hipster's preoccupation with insanity would indicate a rejection, or at least a deep questioning, of the traditional separation of normal and abnormal, sanity and insanity? In other words, a deliberate reassessment and reevaluation of the bourgeois standards of morality and tradition?
No. I wouldn't say that. No, I would never say that, man. Dig, say you're talking about this cat. Say he's a musician, and he really makes it, you dig? I mean, he's into something. He's free, and he swings. Then you say, that cat has got a loose wig. Because it's very important to work on your brains. Smash your brains, you know, crack them. Yeah? That's when it can start happening for you.
I see. St. Teresa once used the phrase, breaking the mind's barriers.
Indeed she did, and that's very hip. St. Teresa swings, so does St. John of the Cross. I mean, you know, the Spanish one. But take, you see all these cats running around desperately afraid they're going to flip, you know? And they're running around holding themselves together with scotch tape and chicken wire and 18 martinis for lunch. Juice heads are the lowest, man. And they're all afraid they're going to crack and explode all over their friends. And it'll be very messy and embarrassing. And they're going to blow their gig at the agency. And the finance company is going to come and repossess the children. And it's going to be the end of the world. You know, much hipper just to relax and flip. You know, groove with it. You know, you begin to go, you know, and you spew the immortal, the ever word pudding. You know, you can chew the scenery, you can run around, you can wail upon yourself, dragging yourself round and round and about inside your own head. You never move, you sit there quiet, your face in a complete smiling groove, and internally you're on the loose wig. Yes, I dig it. It's too much.
Are you all right, Mr. Romo?
Yeah, I'm straight. Hey, you don't look so hot, though. That's right.
You did give me a bad moment or two there, I must admit.
I'll get you a glass of water, huh? Now, dig, baby, was that so bad? The sky did not darken, nay, the earth did not open. Everything's a groove. You ought to flip out once, yeah? Then at least you wouldn't have that to worry about anymore. Dig, once you get used to it, insanity can be the most normal thing in the world, you know?
Excellent.
Or whatever.
Thank you.
love could you speak? If I had the heart, if I could have freak, you drained me of hope that blow through a sea, and now you must pay for me to never leave. My mind is willing and your flesh, it is willing.
Mind cannot handle two thoughts at once, and to attempt to do so is just confusing. So if you'll keep your eyes closed, dress up in your Sunday finery, and sit down on a park bench covered up with dew and paint at the same time, it'll become totally saturated, and it will certainly help you eliminate the other distracting responses.
I will think about that. I will think about that. I will not think about that.
The mind is more powerful than many of us realize. The memory is a tape, recording even when we are unaware of it.
I want you to keep on going back and back and back in your mind. And surprising as it may seem, strange as it may seem, you will find that there are other scenes in your memory. There are other scenes in faraway lands and distant places in your memory. I will talk to you again. I will talk to you again in a little while. I will talk to you again in a little while. Meanwhile, your mind will be going back, 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 and back.
You are about to see a preview of the most fantastic advance ever to be made in the history of motion picture entertainment, called HypnoVista. It is a psychological technique whereby you, seated in the auditorium, actually become part of the action you see on the screen. Let me show you something. You will feel absolutely no pain at all.
Oh, my God!
I think I'm going to be sick.
How do you feel?
Fine, thank you.
Well, thank you, young lady. We'll get back to removing the needles in just a few moments. This is the power of suggestion. So I suggest that you see this motion picture. See and actually feel.
Yeah, right. Me too.
You have a built-in success machine located right between your ears. It's called your mind. Let's examine your success machine because it's the most powerful machine in the world. It's capable of operating at over 700,000 volts of electricity.
Capable of blowing your head clean off.
How much of this power are you using for remembering?
You will instruct your mind to do what you want.
Yeah, right.
Beware. Your brain may no longer be the boss. If you are beginning to doubt what I am saying, you are probably hallucinating.
Your brain's like a bowling ball, and the three holes are full of dog dung. I don't know why you tell a dogfight story.
A hoser you are to me.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to October. I am your host, the Brain.
I don't understand. What's a brain?
Brain, you idiot. Brain.
Now who's the guy who's nothing but gray matter? A magician of great insight and acclaim. Just look at his medulla oblongata. He's the brain, he's the brain, he's the brain.
He's a super mystery mind, he's one of a kind. And we know by his side to keep him sane. Now he's on the loose, look out, he's drooling juice. He's the brain, he's the brain, he's the brain.
Yes, a brain.
Get away from the human.
feel as if your mind had started to erode.
Yeah. Ever been to Utah?
Was all you of Earth are idiots. You see? You see? Your stupid minds. Stupid! Stupid!
Volvox show us boobs, they're like radio tubes that keep signaling me to surrender. So as I sit on my lap, I know it's a trap, so I think I'll go out on a bender. A catatonic stupid, oh, where do you think you've been? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never again. By flies, telling of all of your lies. But as you slide down the street with your straitjacket feet, well, your victory is such a surprise. A catatonic stupid, where do you think you're been? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never move again. Spent most her life sucking love through a vacuum cleaner, but all she ever got was dirt feedback, and she kept getting meaner and leaner. Catatonic stupid, where do you think you're being? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never move again. A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never move again.
May look like it, but I'm not stepping through.
get me a student. I'm a student. The kids get me a student.
I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life, don't ever get in a rut. Get in a rut, get in a rut, get in a rut.
I was wondering, perhaps you can suggest something for me. I don't know what to do.
Have you ever thought of suicide?
Dr. Freud, doctor, please don't be annoyed, but I really saw a vision. Yes, I did. Dr. Freud, with your teachings I have toyed. Now I've got a funny feeling in my head. Does it mean that I'm regressing, or perhaps I'm retrogressing? Do I sound a nitsy-bitsy idiotic? How can I dispel a vision when it isn't television? Does it mean I'm going skitsy or psychotic? So all right, so okay, I know just what you will say, that my psyche has been playing me a trick. My psyche, Dr. Freud, my schmikey, Dr. Freud, leave us face it, Dr. Freud, I'm sick. For after what occurred today, I'm not too sure about you, doctor, even though you are a name of great renown. In your teachings, Dr. Freud, my faith is practically destroyed, and I don't intend to take it lying down. No Euro dreams of explanations are no types of aberrations, not a word on supernatural hocus pocus. Well, take a good look at my case and hold the ball up to your face. And give those eyes of yours a big fat focus. Oh, it lit up again. Uh-huh. So, I'm right, maybe? Ooh, see the lights, huh? Sigmund, baby? How do you explain a thing like that? After spending all my youth believing all you said was truth, now I find you're just a no-good lying rat. When in the jug your fuzzy mug was hanging up there on the wall, oh, I wouldn't think of hanging any others. But tomorrow I'll erase you, tomorrow I'll replace you, and I'll hang up Dr. Joyce Brothers. Who's afraid of Sigmund Freud? Sigmund Freud. You're a fraud, Freud. Yes, a fraud, Freud, but I'm not afraid, Freud. Not afraid, cause now I've been freed, Freud. Yes, freed, and I'm not even fried, Freud. You're a frick, Freud, and I'm not a flip-flap. You're a flim-flam, and I'm not from Food Fair. Dr. Freud, your diagnosis is absurd, and for you, I've got one final word.
The difference between singing like Frank Sinatra and being Frank Sinatra singing.
What?
It's a bad joke.
Try it and you'll see what I mean.
Christ.
Here's the answer. If you love to love, and if you love to move and be, you may decide to go on to something else. You might just rest your body and use the power of your mind to think and dream and imagine and fly. Maybe if all physical things came to a standstill, maybe your thoughts and dreams would still go on forever to other ships and other universes until the very entropy of your mind came home again and again and again.
Likely, starry-eyed new age dork. Oh, but it looks like that brain treatment at least helped everybody in the station.
Well, the air leaks out of a big balloon when a monkey smiles and a
laughing moon,
and a flower loves a parasite.
Boy, it's ankle deep in crusty old dead brain cells here. Let's just use this French porno soundtrack music as a backdrop as I thank our many guests tonight. We started out with Ed McMahon narrating The Daughter of Horror. What a fine film. Like on the Cosmonauts with Psycho. The Brain Eaters trailer from Mondo Movies. Dr. Murray Banks from his Psychiatric Humor album. Take Me to the Specialist by that fine subgenius band, The Dead Milkmen. Frontal Lobotomy by Defectors of KGB. The amazing Dolores clip from the documentary. Oh, she is just too mucking fudge. And that was Anesthesia by the Nation Rocking Shadows. Oh, they were from the Dig It Surf Comp. Amazing Dolores from her CD, Stop Messing With My Mind. Mel Sharp on Diaper People. Katie Lee, Something Psychological. The Maniacs are Loose Trailer, Mondo Movies. Oh, hey. Popular hipster Del Close with John Brent on How to Speak Hip with that loose wig bit. Oh, several bits. Memory Training Course album. Bridie Murphy Hypnosis Session. Francis Stern Successful Coping. Fire Sign Theater. Pilot Training Tape. Bob and Doug McKenzie. 1993 Nasty Elf Calendar featuring McWayne. Repo Man. Plan 9 from Outer Space. Catatonic Stupid by Zilch Fletcher. The Mind is Willing but the Flesh is Weak by Wasmo Nariz. All Screwed Up by the Queers. And Captain Entropy by Bruce Hawk.
Then 8 years later, I padded it out with a little Buddy Hackett singing about Dr. Freud. And positively 13 o'clock doing their version of Psychotic Reaction. That thing that sounded like a sort of a Velvet Underground groove. That was My Mind's a Magnet by the Bizarros. And also a little Trip at the Brain with Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh, but yeah, I know what you really want. Well, put on your thinking caps and grab your pencils, because I know you want that Church of the Subgenius address to get that free information. Okay, it's Bob, P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
But now, Seekers, one more mental exercise. I want you to grab a bobhead and stare into Bob's eyes as you relax and wait for Dr. Francis Stern to tell you what to do. Good night, Seekers.
Many people find they feel burdened and restrained by responsibilities, duties, and have-tos. The more they feel boxed in, the more they may turn to releases that are unhealthy or that don't work in the long run, such as liquor or drugs or food. This image provides a letting go that you control. You might use this exercise anytime you feel trapped, down, depressed, or out of control. If you truly get into this image, there's no way you can come back and feel any way but freer. Concentrate on the picture, and you'll be able to clearly focus again. If you should fall asleep, okay, you really are relaxed. Just wake yourself up and start over again. Close your eyes and relax yourself in the usual way. You begin to jump up and down on it. Feel the mild sensation of freedom and unrestraint as you begin to bounce. Experience the liberating, flying sensation as you bounce higher and higher. Continue to bounce up and up. Spread your arms and feel the wonderful warm wind rushing past as you bounce even higher. Enjoy the feeling and look about you at the scene below as you bounce higher and higher, way above the trees. You can almost touch the fluffy white clouds. Spend as much time as you wish, going higher and higher in the air, feeling freer and freer, and enjoy the sensation. Look at the sights and let go. Just let go and allow your body to experience the motion, the pleasure, and the physical sensations that come with total release and freedom.
Excellent.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you, Church of the Subgenius. And thank you, WREK Atlanta. Yes, you're tuned in to WREK Atlanta, Seekers. And now let's see if I can get up the overnight alternatives for you. Enjoy.
Joy Georgia Tech source of alternative music, WRAK Atlanta.